This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Collins from the Toronto-based Psychotherapy Referral Service. The service helps over 200 people every year connect with individuals as well as family and couple therapists to help them deal with their emotional and mental health issues. Mr. Collins, a pleasure to have you today on eHealth Radio.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, great to have you out. So tell us, there are people out there who may not believe that talking about your problems to a therapist will help them in any way. What would you say are the key benefits of therapy?
Well, drawing a parallel to physical health care, if a friend or a family member told you that they just simply never see a doctor, you wouldn't think, wow, that person is so physically healthy that they never need any care. You think probably that they're actually reckless and not taking care of themselves. But somehow, when we deal with emotional well-being, we can be perceived as having a sign of weakness. The truth is that people who seek therapy tend to be healthier and more mentally well than the average person. They already know that they are aware of their patterns and that they repeat things and what makes them unhappy in life. So they're ready to address that. So talk therapy is very effective in helping people address these types of problems.
And Mr. Collins, for people who maybe never have experienced therapy, can you explain basically how psychotherapy works?
Well, we at PRS practice something called psychodynamic psychotherapy, which is a pretty broad and general term. It means we believe that there's an unconscious. None of us is just one person. We are essentially divided within. There's remnants and memories and issues from all of our experiences that we've lived up to now. And we keep reliving those past experiences, especially the frustrating or traumatic experiences. And we continue them like internal arguments, playing them over and over, a deep longing to resolve painful moments in our lives, but in a more favorable way, trying to play out history again. But of course, you can't rewrite history. It is the past. Also, we keep living our current life, applying survival skills we learned to how to survive some of our worst moments in our life. Talk therapy can help us identify internal struggles and the repeating patterns that they manifest. We can help people mourn past losses, come to terms with their actual history, and strive for more conscious choices on how they're living their current lives.
Now, if you would, talk about psychotherapy referral service. What is it that you do and how does it work?
People who are ready to get some help, people who are aware of their problems and their repeating patterns, really quite often don't know how to get to find good quality therapy. Over the last 20 years or actually more, we've formed the psychotherapy referral service in the Toronto area to help match up people with therapists. As you mentioned in your introduction, PRS now refers over 200 people every year. There are two ways that people could match. We can match people up. They can find us online at prstoronto.com, or they can call the phone number, which is 416-920-0655. There they leave a message. A therapist will call them back quite often in the same day or in the next couple of days. Set up an appointment for an interview and help match them up with somebody in their area that can help them work through the issues that they're struggling with.
And certainly appreciate the service that you have in place today. We are with Mr. David Collins from the Toronto-based Psychotherapy Referral Service that helps over 200 people every year connect with individuals as well as family and couple therapists to help them deal with their emotional and mental health issues here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Collins, how is professional therapy different from merely talking to friends and family about things that bother you?
Well, as a therapist, I'm not involved in my clients' personal lives. That's an absolute rule. and for good reasons. Whatever they tell me, it's never going to come back at them over the dinner table or any other time. They can talk to me with the safety of complete confidentiality. Conversations, even with your best friend or most trusted sibling, everybody censors themselves. There are shameful things, regrettable actions that we've done, unreasonable juvenile emotions that we can't just help feeling them anyways. And you don't bring these up in everyday conversations. Even if you say this is a conversation about my problems, you still censor yourself. And unfortunately, these unspoken things can be really powerful controls in our lives, these hidden secrets and shameful moments. If you could talk about these things to your regular support network, then they wouldn't be the things that you brought to therapy. People bring to therapy these remaining issues that are not okay to talk about in the regular everyday life. Also, therapists are professionally trained. We help people uncover unconscious patterns and then go through the deeper connections.
Yeah, your response was most helpful. Lastly, what are the indicators that a person should be seeking therapy?
Well, people come to therapy for a variety of different reasons. Some people come to therapy because they're working through a recent event, the death of a parent or a child. Someone close to them has committed suicide. They could be the victim of a violent crime or other traumatic event. Or their marriage is breaking up, their relationship is in trouble. Quite often people can feel very lost at these moments, overwhelmed by dramatic events like this. And in these cases, therapy can be often shorter and more focused. More often than not, though, people come to therapy to address a sense of hopelessness, a long-term pattern of behavior that they feel that they can't change. And they've tried to make changes in their life, but they keep falling back on these old patterns. And they might suffer from overwhelming feelings of powerlessness or even difficult to be certain that they have a sense of self, that they exist even. They may also be involved in addictive behaviors or paralyzing anxiety or phobias. In either case, talk therapy can be very effective. Sometimes over time or sometimes in a very short period of time to help people get a sense of understanding about their emotions and more control over their lives.
Well, Mr. Collins, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space through psychotherapy referral service there in Toronto, and really appreciate your bringing focus to this as well as introducing us to the service. So where can listeners get all the details on PRS and be in contact accordingly?
Yes, it's prstoronto.com, or more often people call up and just leave a message and we get back to people, and that would be 416-920-0655.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Collins, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mr. David Collins from the Toronto-based psychotherapy referral service that helps over 200 people every year connect with individuals as well as family and couple therapists to help them deal with their emotional and mental health issues. And for further details and to learn more, visit prstoronto.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.